Hey, this is Dave. Welcome to the Early Birds. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks, it's Jamie.
To all of you for your promptness. I'm eager to get everyone together and have a discussion. There are a couple of things that I have in mind that I wanted to add. Some material, partly in response or mostly in response to some of you who have asked about platform and developing platform and that sort of thing. I put together just a few thoughts about that I want to include at some point. But I mostly want to hear from each of you. Let's go ahead and start with check-ins, wins, updates, success stories. What's going on with you guys?
Good afternoon, Dr. Dave. It's Rosemary Goodlow.
Hey, Rosemary. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. That's right, from Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking today, what am I going to contribute to the group today? What I want to say is this. When I first decided to become a coach, that was part of me exploring what's next. And I didn't quite know what's next. And my husband actually suggested that I should do this. And he was right. And it was at a time where we had suffered a severe loss. We suffered, you know, a few million dollars in our business. Since that time to date, which is a few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, we've come round circle. We're back to where we were, but on a better path. And what I've learned and what I've acquired from being a part of this group, a part of this community, is that I've actually grown myself. I've helped my husband. I've helped my children in their own ventures and their lives and whatever. So thank you. That's what I wanted to say today. Thank you very much for everything that you and the whole community, but especially you, Dr. Dave, because you've been a huge support for me.
Well, that's very inspiring. Thank you very much, Rosemary, and congratulations.
Yes.
I think this is absolutely why this is one of my favorite times, is to have all of you come together, because it is inspiring, and to have you share your wins and progress notes and success stories, and to be able to use our mentor group as a kind of mastermind group for any challenges or challenging cases or things that you just want to bounce off of this really incredibly esteemed group. I'm always honored to be part of it. So thanks very, very much. That's super.
Well, thank you, and thank you to everyone in the community as well. It's fantastic the way we all come together. I love it.
That's super. My wife is about to join your fair country. This Thursday she goes to Montreal for a professional meeting.
Oh, beautiful.
She's excited. So thanks. Who's next?
Hi, Dave. It's
welcome.
Amy Haller.
Hi, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Amy, what's up? Go on. Go for it.
Okay. I have been using my training from you in an area geared towards sports. I'm working at a place now that where they bring in inner city kids, and they have a whole like life skills educational department as well as a very large tennis program. So I'm working with the kids as a sports psychology coach and doing a lot of things that have to do with their wellness and mental health and resilience, so I am able to use some of the things that we've done in the program, and it's going
super.
Really
that
well.
That sounds like a terrific application. I knew you were very active in tennis and all the way through pro, but I didn't know you were doing the inner city stuff. That's excellent. That's a nice application.
Yeah.
I know that for each of you, the quotes white paper I sent about the neuroscience of competence, that some to much of it was a review. But I want to mention also, Amy, if that might be helpful for your colleagues there who also do that work, feel free to share that.
Oh, okay. Great. Sure.
In case it might be helpful.
So, okay.
That's great. Congratulations. Excellent. And how is your practice coming?
It's doing well. I'm getting quite a few new clients from this platform where I am. And now I'm going to be at another university working with the golf team. And I do tennis at another university. So it's been good as far as me being able to network and get some more clients from it. So that's sort of the beauty of being part of a community.
Well, super. And if you have tweaks or additions or more material about the components of that that webinar about pressure management and the various things that I included that was new to most of you who weren't at the retreat and the workshop that I did, I'm very interested in getting feedback for that, because that's a central part of the book I'm going to be working on next month in New Orleans. So if you have any feedback for that, and Amy, if you have any additions or references for that, send it around. I will send out anything that any of you would like to announce to the group. Send me the brief blurb and a link. And if any of you have any references, send them to me. I know a couple of you have mentioned things that you want to make an announcement of and send links. So please do that. I'll accumulate them all and do as quick a turnaround as I have the ones that I know. So thanks, Amy. Jamie, you were going to mention something in that regard. Would you pick up right there?
Sure. Thanks. Hi, Dave.
Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that I'm going to be doing an online e-course starting in September on the 17th, and it's called Primetime Health. I'm really excited about it. It's a 5-week program, but it's a fully realized online platform, which means it's self-driven, and you can access it 24/7. So it's for anybody, either part of our community here or anybody that has a friend, a relative, a parent, someone who's just kind of grappling with putting all the aspects of wellness together, lifestyle, exercise, attitude, and nutrition. And the program is really comprehensive. And there's a piece that I add in my areas of specialty, which are, I would say, stress management. I'm an Ayurveda educator, so I bring stress management to it by adding some value with practices that people can implement right from the very beginning. I'm going to send you a link, and I really thank you for the opportunity to share this. There's also a coaching piece that's one-on-one with me in addition to the online platform, so it's not just an online-generated experience. People can also get the one-on-one, the high-touch, and there are different levels of enrollment for that. But it's all on the site. So thank you for allowing me to share the link with our community.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning it and giving me the heads up. And I think that's a great idea to combine those two, the real application to get things. That's always the challenge of something that's informational, like a teleseminar or a webinar, is to get it in the output channel of those listening and viewing, so that it becomes really operative instead of just the passive insertion of new information, to really activate it and get it in a mode of applying it. So that's a great idea. Thanks, and yeah, definitely send that, and I'll fire it off to our group. So
great. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Congratulations. That sounds like a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, who else?
This is Kip.
Kip, welcome. How are you doing, my man?
Well, I'm doing very, very well. People don't know I was in a car accident. I was hit by a drunk, but I got all busted up, and I'm re-entering now, one toe at a time, my life as a professional, and this was really the first time I could get back in the loop here with MentorPath, and so I'm feeling really good about that, and I have an opportunity to do a stress management project with a hospital, and I've had them on hold for a while, and probably this fall I'll be more active in seeing if I can get some kind of a project going there that it's around stress management. And I think I just heard Jamie Meyer, and appreciate her for helping me to get going there. And but I was wondering if the group had any ideas about alternatives to the critical incident stress debriefing program that's been out for so long and does not go along with the latest brain research. And I didn't know if anybody had any other protocols for that is more in keeping with the latest brain research.
Great question to the group. Any thoughts, responses? If none right now, Kip, would you send that in a succinct question to me that I will forward in an email to the group and those who
are
listening to the group to give responses, and anybody who's listening also to be able to reflect on that and see if they have any input for you, because that's a really good question to stay very current in that. It's really good to hear you up and about and sounding so great. Oh, and to the group, I've checked up, and it was truly the other guy that was drunk, not Kip. He's telling the truth, and it's great to have him back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you sound really, really good. I know it was touch and go for a long time, so it's great to have you back, and I know the whole community is welcoming you back as a coach.
Yes.
I also wanted to say, too, that when I was in the rehab and also the outpatient rehab, that the training that I've gotten and support from you and the group was just incredibly valuable to my functioning and my resurgence. Every one of the doctors that I worked with said I was way ahead of the curve. And what I did was what you had taught us, and that is to remember that the mind creates what it focuses on. So I focused on my fully developed health activation constantly, and it worked like a charm. And I'm just a testimonial to not only how this can help us with our emotional and spiritual lives, but also the physical part that I really was able to stay as cleared as I could be so that the part of my brain that restores could stay online by staying at peace and staying calm rather than getting into what's going to happen, and will I ever walk again, and why me? I couldn't afford to get into that and chose not to and chose to stay peaceful in the moment. And I think that had a lot to do with my fairly speedy recovery here.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's amazing choice architecture and resilience in a incredibly challenging situation. So thanks for sharing that, too. One thing I want to mention that Kip reminds me of, something that I have found very, very useful since I've decided at this point in my life to actually get out of my Eames chair at times and take my headphones off, and for the recent retreat I did in Boston, or workshop in Boston, a retreat in California, the thing that really reminded me and helped me the most for live events is a simple book by the founder of TED, Chris Anderson, and it's simply called TED Talks, and it's by Chris Anderson. It's on a single CD, the entire book is, and it goes through all the components of what creates a successful presentation in so many different ways, some of the things to do, to not do, and that sort of thing. It's something I'd highly recommend. It was immensely useful to me. I listened to it a couple of times before each of the events, going back and forth to my ranch, took notes, with my little audio cassette recorder. But it's really a remarkable compilation of the things that really help us learn better and help us present better. So I really emphasize that. And thanks for reminding me of that, Kip. Well, who else? What's going on?
June is here, me, June, from California.
Welcome.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I'm back after not taking part in anything for a while. The truth is I've been very, very busy and pleasantly so, and also taking time to smell the roses. My business is going very, very well. It's going as well as I can handle right now, which is a nice thing to be able to say. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say. And I'm eager to listen to others.
Well, super. And if it gets a little more than you can handle, remember, you have an incredible referral resource here. And for everybody who's on the registry, an immediate way of giving information about who does what and to refer somebody to one of our colleagues, and probably most of the colleagues, I would assume most everybody here does referral fees, gives and gets referral fees. I don't.
I do, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, because we have some of the best coaches in the world here who know how to.
I will, and yes, I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Super. Well, great to hear from you, and welcome back. I'm glad you
worked
us in here.
Thank you. And that's not all. It's not all been work. I've had a lot of fun.
That's great.
A lot of fun also. So, okay. Anyway, yes, here I am.
Excellent. Okay, super. Well, who's next?
Hey, Dave. It's Manyoki. How are you?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear because two at once.
It's Lisa.
The one
Manyoki
on the left, go first. Go ahead, please.
It's Lisa Manyoki.
Lisa, I knew you'd take that one. From New Jersey, you could not pass that up. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, I just want to thank everybody who took the time to fill out the survey on presence that Dave circulated on my behalf. We had quite a showing in it, and if anybody who did not have an opportunity to participate would still like the report, Dave, I think you still have it, or I can re-forward it. I'm glad to share it with everybody in our group.
Okay, send me that again as a reminder, and I'll paste that on to the email that I send to everybody, so they may be able to get a follow-up, because that's
it's just a PDF. That's sure.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Great service. Thanks. Anything else, Lisa?
Welcome, Kip.
Thank you.
No, everything's good. I'm getting ready to send my daughter off to college, so I feel like one chapter is closing, and I feel like a whole world is now awaiting, because I feel a little untethered. It's kind of exciting.
Right after her, take care of your governor, and then our president, and then we're in business, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, all right. I know you do. Who spoke at the same time as Lisa?
Dave?
Somebody else did. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, it's Jamie again. That was me, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on Lisa there. And I just, as someone who knows Kip, I just also wanted to say that I'm so glad that you're on the mend. And I wanted to ask you if you would include in your email to us the name of the person who did the TED Talk that you mentioned. Do you like that CD or DVD or whatever it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll mention it again now. It's Chris Anderson, the founder and owner of TED.
Okay.
But I'll include that.
Okay. There's so many out there offering advice on how to do a good TED Talk. I wanted to make sure it was the right one.
Yeah. This is
thanks a lot.
Going to the source, yeah. I think you'll enjoy it and think you'll find it beneficial. I have each time I've listened to it. Who else?
This is Gloria.
Hey. Gloria, hey, welcome.
How are things
on the West Coast?
They're good. Well, not a coast, but, yeah, I'm a little landlocked here in Sacramento. But, yeah, it's going great, going great when it's not 108 degrees. Which it has been several times now. So, Kip, congratulations for using the work to heal yourself. That's a great testimony to what Dr. Kruger does and what we all do. Yeah. So I am excited because I'm going to be launching my first courseware, a four-lesson courseware called My New Prosperity Story, an accelerated course for entrepreneurs in communication and sales, and it's on Teachable. So we have it uploaded to Teachable, and that's really a great system for anyone who wants to put a course together. The last lesson, fourth lesson, is live on Zoom. It's funny that we say that. So it's going to be exciting. I'm like thrilled that I'm going to now do some social media, but looking, you know, for entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs build their businesses as I have. Yeah.
Super. And thanks again from all of us for the webinar that you and your guy did that was included as the white paper for this.
The Neuroscience of Confidence?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Oh, that's great material. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for
welcome.
Nudge and putting it together.
Yeah, thank you.
Super. And for the tip on Teachable, I think that's a great way to think about it. I'm going to talk in a few minutes about platform, and I think, you know, that's one of the things I wanted to highlight is to, you know, develop something like you're talking about. And I'm hoping that it may stimulate any tips about success stories or things that have worked for each of you that you might recommend to the group, because I think this is something that we increasingly need to be attuned to. So,
yes, your work, many of your webinars would go beautifully on Teachable.
And
what I love about it is that I can have people do an assignment, and they have to finish the assignment before they watch the next video, and so it's all good.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, great. What else is going on?
Hi, Dave. This is Philippa.
Welcome, Philippa. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to say that I used the work to do a presentation on lasting lifestyle change for a group of men who most of them turned out to be medical doctors without me knowing until I was finished. I realized who I was talking with. And they were very impressed for the way we do our work with the work that you teach using the seven-step roadmap to lasting lifestyle change. And also, I want to let you know that I did use the principles of your work while I went through a little medical challenge earlier this year, using my mind to help me heal. And thank you very much for teaching us this work.
Well, that's super. I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations on your success then. Excellent.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
And probably good that you didn't know they were doctors, so you could, you know, do what you do. And that's great.
That was great.
Who else?
Hey, everybody. It's Jennifer Turner. Hey, Dave.
Jennifer, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I haven't been in the group for a very, very long time, but I'm excited to be back. It's nice
great
to hear
the
everybody. Yes, it's nice to hear everybody talk and hear the progress that's been going on. I'm excited to be back. There's so much going on. I have created this amazing platform through the foundation called Woman and Man Uplifted. Dave, I told you about it last year.
Jennifer, just briefly about your foundation and what you're about with that. I think it might be helpful for people to hear.
Okay, the foundation is it's in honor of my mother, and it's threefold. It deals with education, and under education, we are actually building a top-notch leadership school. The first one is going to be in Zambia. I'm already working with the vice president of Zambia to get that off the ground and get moving in the right direction. And the leadership school will do leadership, film, and coaching. And the reason I picked those three is because I feel like third world countries already have all the resources they need to be self-sufficient, self-managed. What they lack is the kind of leadership they need and the mindset that helps them put value on their land and their nation rather than look outward thinking that the nations in Europe are better than they are. I think that they already have everything. So what we want to do is go in there and change the mindset of the people and produce top-notch leaders that will shift the way leadership is done in Africa and help them rebuild their own nations and bring back value to their people. So the second thing the foundation is doing is we have these, we really want to work with Dave. I'm still working on that. We want to do Meet Me in Person. It's a very powerful coaching program that is going to take what Dave teaches and take it to universities and schools so that we can develop a system of mentorship from the schools that we can then draw people into the leadership school. Kind of like Big Brother. The first group gets trained and then they train the next group and they help the next group, kind of like pass it on, sort of, kind of. The third thing the foundation does is wellness, which I think is a big deal. We all know from the neuroscience of change that our thoughts and our moods eventually impact our bodies. And that's information that's so powerful. And once you put it out there, it changes lives. And we feel like as a foundation, it's something we should do. We should reach out, not just bring health to people, but the mindset of wellness and begin to shift the way people look at disease, the way people, especially in third world countries where people are dying from stupid diseases that they're not supposed to die from. So we feel like it's important for us to get involved from the grassroots level and teach them about wellness and for them to actually begin to take back their thought processes and take back their lives and begin to live lives that are more fulfilled, happier, and then they can go after outward success. That's what the foundation is all about
in a nutshell. Really exciting stuff. The name of the foundation and the specific target group initially, Jennifer.
The name of the foundation is Teresa Chweka Helping Hand Foundation. And the original specific target group that we are targeting right now is the leadership in the country and the people who are in universities.
Okay, if you have a website or a blog, something that we could all follow, send the link to me and I'll send it around to everybody so we can keep track of what you're up to, okay?
Most certainly, I will.
Congratulations. That's exciting, and I'm glad you are here to explain it and give us that really compelling summary of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So what we've done is we have this Woman Uplifted, Man and Woman Uplifted Red Carpet event that we do every year that I'm going to open up to the group because I have speaking opportunities for those of you that would be willing to come and offer your, you know, tell the group what you do, but kind of use it as a platform because it's really a platform. And I draw very amazing people. Like this year, the red carpet event we had some of the best people in Atlanta in the room. We are going to have it again next year. And if anybody is interested to speak on that platform or just to show up and collaborate, you are welcome.
Well, let's save the date for us to all meet up in Africa in November. Is that how this
No, the Red Carpet event actually happens here in America. The one in Zambia, I do the one in Zambia with a small group of people. Actually, we are going this November. But there's a red carpet event that happens in Atlanta every year. Atlanta is the first city that opened up, so we are having it again next year. And then we'll add, our intent is to have at least 10 red carpet events around the world.
Wow.
So Atlanta already had one this year, and we are having one in Zambia in November. So next year we are having another one in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Exciting stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to move to using a portion of this as a mastermind group for any challenging cases or vignettes or things that you'd just like to get feedback from the group on. But anybody else who wants to do a brief check-in or progress note or announcement before we do that? I hope I didn't cut anybody off from the incredible announcements and spontaneity. I'm interested if anyone has something you want to bring to the group to get feedback. And, and challenging case, business, market, anything that you want to discuss. Anyone? Well, let me mention a couple. Something that is, as I mentioned, in response to a number of questions and queries about this, to talk for just a bit about platform and put together some ideas about that. Some of you have done that very successfully. I know we're each working on that in an ongoing way. So let me just spend a few minutes doing a synopsis of this and then have you respond or offer anything you have or your best practices for that so that that our group can benefit. A platform is your faithful following, the combination of relationships, access, and audience that you have to use to spread information about your practice, your business, your creative work. Platform includes the fans and friends you can count on when you do marketing. This reliable group of readers and listeners look forward to each new offering you have, who trust you to provide more value than they pay for and to not disappoint. So, platform emphasizes building and being part of a community. I hope I've modeled this in a way with MentorPath in a way that will be helpful to you, and created a professional family that you feel part of and will want to develop your own family while still remaining a part of ours. It's how you bring thoughtfulness and care to your own work and the platform you're building. And it's a process. Thomas Kuhn, in 1962, wrote The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. His thesis was that scientific change doesn't follow steady linear progression, but occurs with bold new ideas and change that create a paradigm shift. The first year, his book sold 919 copies. 50 years later, it sold well over a million copies worldwide. Professional coaching has been that. It's a new profession, and we're each pioneers in that. It's not consulting, counseling, or therapy, but it's evolved its own body of work, tools, methods, and principles. Each of you, as new life story coaches and new money story mentors, are part of that evolving paradigm shift of specialization within coaching. Your platform, your practice, your reputation requires time, effort, and dedication. And of course, I'm hoping to shorten the time frame for each of you. So think about affiliates, collaborators, crossovers, and other groups and communities in building your platform. Ray Charles recorded his best-selling and most award-winning album with a different famous collaborator on each track. Tony Bennett did a joint album with Lady Gaga. New fans for both creators. Once you feel established, explore and experiment, but don't abandon your home base. Think about a stretch goal of what creating an empire would be for you. Think about things in different ways. In 2005, I had just been married a year or so, when I asked my wife Carly to review my manuscript for Live a New Life Story that I was about to send off to my agent. Looking at it, she said, "This isn't a book, it's a training system for coaches." And the rest is history. How can you help others achieve what you've achieved? What can you do to make sure you're not dependent on a single income stream? Who are other people in your field, and what are they afraid to do? Creativity isn't a lightning strike. A creative work starts with an idea maybe that has potential, then evolves with work and interaction and revision into something more. Insights don't usually occur fully baked and ready. Creativity is a process, not an event. For example, the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library has 47 alternative endings for Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms. Hemingway, rewrote the first part of the book by his own account more than 50 times until one finally fit. Finding and creating a niche requires asking and answering questions. Who's this thing for? If the answer is for everybody, it'll end up being for no one. Recently, Charlie Rose asked Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of the blockbuster musical Hamilton, what set him apart from some of the smarter, more talented kids he had gone to school with. This was by his own admission. Miranda answered, "'Cause I picked a lane and started running ahead of everybody else. I was like, all right, this. For everything you need to do, for everything you do, let's say, you need to know what you're doing and what you're not doing. You also need to know who you're doing it for and who you're not doing it for. And you may have to create an intended audience. Think about how I did that in part for each of you. And you decided to do the training, and you decided to put it into practice, and you decided to sustain your license and our affiliation to use these ideas and products and license and to continue doing these mentor groups each quarter, in addition to all the other growth and continuing education things that you're doing in other ways, which I think about a great deal and hope to continue to contribute to regularly. You've substituted a method of hoping for a system of creating. If you don't know who you're writing for or who you're making a product or service for, then how will you know if you're doing it right? And all this is to answer one simple question. What's someone going to be paying you for? If you don't know, if the answer isn't overwhelming, then keep thinking. They're paying you, by the way, for something they can't do or be themselves. Never underestimate the need and power of marketing. If you don't see any salespeople in your firm, you're the salesperson. So keep asking, is this the best that I can do? Thoughts or comments? And I hope this has addressed some of the thoughts and questions and requests that I've had to say a little bit more about platform. Platform comes from the publishing industry because it's the first thing an agent asks for when you submit a book. What's your platform? Meaning, who's your following? Who likes your stuff enough to buy a book? Because that's the first thing the agents ask by the publisher. What's the following? If you're Dr. Phil, you don't even have to hear that question. But if you're not, then you have to work on platform. And this is something that I think we continue to do and continue, hopefully, to think about creatively, because each of you have special things to offer and make an impact that will be part of your legacy. And that's what I really wanted to address about, you know, maybe just a thought or two that might be different or extended from what you're already doing. Thoughts or feedback or questions? What do you have to add?
I was this is Gloria. I was just thinking about how many concepts that I've learned from you and from other trainings, but I used it in this teachable program, the sales, I think what you're doing this afternoon. I had already been through it, so I used some of those concepts just about influence and persuasion, and just think about how that just trickles down to everyone. And I, on my platform, I do have like about 3,000 mailing lists, and they follow me. But when I do my e-commerce platform, I'm definitely going to have an affiliate program so people can, you know, pass on things to other people and just get this passive income. So I think it's exciting to share it.
Well, thanks very much. Yeah, and your check is in the mail. Thank you for mentioning that. I was going to get to that, I think. The teleseminar series that I'm offering beginning tomorrow is in my
opinion. Oh, it's tomorrow, right, Tuesday.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, yes. The best that I have done so far as a teleseminar series, Massive Success Strategies for Business, Effective Applications of Influence Psychology, Persuasion Science, and Neuromarketing. And
my lesson.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. My lesson 3 is taken all from that class that you did.
Ah, okay. Okay, great. And I will also, in October, have an additional seminar series for the group that will be my compliments, the last of the year, that will be part of what I offer to everybody just because you do the license. This one is in a different format, and it's not part of that series, which is why I'm mentioning it now, but there'll be a later version of that that I offer to everybody. So thanks. Other comments about or any additions to the ideas about platform, any things that have worked for you or that you want to mention? I think Gloria's comment about teachable is an excellent one. What else? What have you done that's worked? Who wants to inspire us? How many of you are doing basic things like blogs?
Occasionally, I am.
Does that mean everyone? Okay.
Yeah, I have a blog on my book site.
Okay. What else have any of you done this work? What are we not thinking about? Any of you have any affiliate success stories?
I'm an affiliate with Webex, and I didn't even realize when they had they were selling the summit world. I guess everyone knows Webex, WBEX. Anyway, when I was when they were going, and I just sent like 3 emails to my email group, and I looked in my account, and I had $785 in commissions because I'm an affiliate. So, I mean, it's passive income, and I donated it back to my nonprofit, and he's offered for us to do that. So, it's all good. It helps so many people.
Terrific.
I'm sorry, Gloria. I don't even know how to spell that. Will you spell that for me?
W-B-E-C-S. So, it's
okay,
Ben
gotcha.
Croft. Yeah, W-B-E-C-S. So, it's for coaches. It's a professional webinars. In fact, I put in your name again, Dr. Kruger. They asked again. I wanted Dr.
Kruger.
Talking
to you if you call me Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, that's a good tip. That's excellent. And you've had 2 excellent avenues here, Teachable and WBECS. So super.
Mm-hmm.
And those are primarily for webinars that are developed, online courses that are developed. And we heard about Jamie's. Any other things that might be helpful for us to think about? Courses or avenues?
I'm sorry, Dave. I came on late, so I missed most of the conversation. This is Deb from Indianapolis.
Hey, welcome, Deb. How are you?
I'm fine.
We're looking at any thoughts or recommendations about developing platform or any things that you've done that are successful that the group might benefit from in any way.
Well, I've been doing those vlogs. You know, I've been doing those weekly videos, tip for the day. Those are fun.
Yeah, tell us how you did that and how you're setting it up and what kind of response you're getting.
Well, my videos started out at like 10 views, and we're up to like 300 to 400 or 500 views. It's not monetized yet because I haven't set the links up properly, but I'm building an audience, and I'm doing it on Facebook, put it on Vimeo, and I put it on YouTube, and it's just practicing my skill set of delivering from my mind and like you do, Dave, like metabolizing the information. I've got, it's expensive, you know. What I did was I bought all the expensive microphone. I'm sitting in my office. I have two completely set up offices, and I have a MacBook Pro that I talk to. I have I use the webcam on the computer, and I use a sound system mic that's on my desk here to get better audio, and then I stream it through a Wirecast, which is fun. That was a learning curve where you can add the banners and the tips, you know, like I'll list out the tip for the day and I'll list it out so people can see it and not only hear it. And the biggest problem I've had is the bandwidth for uploading and so on and so forth. And just been coaching and I love the videos. I think that I got a phone, a camera that records. It's one of those RX100 Vs where you can shoot a video on your camera and you can stream it to your cell phone and upload it to Instagram for building an audience. That's kind of a really cool thing. But a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about, you'll find is highly complicated to learn, and that's the problem. You know, if we're building an audience on coaching, this technical stuff takes time as well, so you have to kind of pick and choose. Does that make sense?
It does, and I remember, Deb, you sort of referring to yourself as technologically challenged back in the day, and you've evolved significantly, and you're... Your videos are really excellent, so you've mastered that. And I think once you figure out a way to get those links hooked up, you'll be able to monetize it, and you're developing a body of work that can be repurposed in itself that can be valuable to you and others. So I think it's a great example of really doing the basics and moving forward with it and developing a body of work. So that's super. Congratulations on it.
Well, thank you, and I owe it to you. I mean, I can remember when we first started working together, looking out my window and thinking, I just don't know what I'm going to do with my life, and you said change is a process, and you need to enjoy the journey, and that's what I do. And if we can, you know, I had a great idea for group coaching last night. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to go today after I get finished. I had a gal call me. She wants me to coach her, and it came from my new Facebook fan page picture where I changed it to directly appeal to my audience. And she texted me right then. She says, boy, I need your coaching. I just had a horrible breakup with my boyfriend. And when can we start? So we're going to meet this week. But, you know, I charge $6,000 for my services, and she can't afford that, right, for 12 sessions. So I thought, well, if I need $6,000 and I charge $200 to her and she gets 10 people and we do a group coaching, then I can make my rate. Does that make sense? And if I do it in the church.
Great sense, yeah.
So those are just things that are coming up that, and then I can reach more people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great idea. Dr. Jackie Black, who's a buddy of mine, who's on the faculty of CTA. We talk occasionally, and she told me a number of years ago about how when she was getting her garage door repaired, that the garage door repair guy said, what do you do? She said, well, I work with couples who are about to get married. He said, well, I'm engaged to somebody. I'm about to get married. You know, what do you think about working with me? She said, why don't you get 4 or 5 other couples who are in the same boat as you. And, of course, he knew those because they were part of a church group. He said, I know immediately four other couples. She said, I'll do a group with you. So she got him to recruit the entire group. So there was an instant homogeneity and pre-selection, and it was a dynamite group. So what you're saying is a great idea. There are people who will know other people who you don't know, and that's a good illustration of that. So super. Yeah, thanks very much for sharing that.
Thank you, Dave.
And for sharing the detail of the progression of what you're doing to evolve your practice and your reach. I mean, that's a huge platform development. I mean, look at the percentage gain from the beginning to now to have up to 500 just on Facebook. If you were a stock, I'd buy you.
Oh, that's so nice, Dave. I have to say, Nana gets the biggest kick out of doing those videos, and it's really...
That's good. Yeah, I mean, that's the basics of what we talk about in coaching. If it works, do more of it. If it doesn't work, do something else. It's a living example of that. Any questions for Deb or anything else anyone else wants to add in that order? That was a bad example. I emphasize... Only ask one question at a time. Don't stack them. Do it 10 words or less, because that's what we know from neuroscience is what we retain and pay attention to. So any responses or questions of Deb?
Yeah, Deb, this is Gloria. Hi.
Hi, Gloria.
Hey. On your bandwidth, I just wanted to tell you, because I'm doing some of the things, as you know, that you're doing. But on your bandwidth, I have got a business account with Xfinity. And the bandwidth is 10 times what the home systems are. Or it just...
That's another issue. That's a great idea, Gloria. And for those of you that haven't done it, I'll just tell you quickly that I had Mediacom, which is a cable provider here, run cables to my business here to get a business account, Gloria. And the problem that I had was, because of my inexperience and uploading videos, I did not know I needed at least a 5 upload speed.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, so they run me the commercial account, and I got the first basic account, and they tricked me, and they put the fine print in, and because I was in a hurry and was not paying attention, they tricked me into a 3-year contract. And so as I got down the line, I have the commercial line. I'm in my business office. I can't freaking upload my videos because they're hanging up. I call them and say, hey, I need a faster upload speed. And it was only in the space of 2 months, Gloria. That's how quickly I got the idea. Well, they would not honor my they would not upgrade my contract without a $2,000 buyout or upping the fee $200 more a month. So be careful before you do any of this, and make sure you read the fine print and don't sign anything that you're not aware of, and do your homework. I just didn't know, but you're right. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Xfinity is 10.
Yeah, 10 would be fine for what I'm doing. 10, I can go home and do it at home and do it fine because it's much cheaper at home to do it upload there. But
So
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of nuances to all of this, getting in the technology world.
That's it. That's a great tip. Thanks very much. And with Xfinity, you can stream Sherlock. So, bonus.
Well, guys, where I live, I don't think we have Xfinity. And I love Sherlock, too.
Okay.
What else? We've got maybe 4 or 5 minutes. What else would you like to add or ask?
Can I ask something?
Please, go ahead.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
I keep hearing this, Dave, for the newer coaches, and I hear it a lot. Nobody's knowing what to charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you had that one conversation where you need to remember, and you went, and they wouldn't talk about how to write the books, and she didn't want to talk about the fees. I think that I would like to know more about the fees, and I would. There's two things, you know, for like. Executives for people like us. I keep hearing, "Oh, I'm afraid to charge. I'm afraid to charge." And there's so many new coaches out there that they're not making any money because they're afraid to charge. What would you say to that, Dave?
Well, that's a whole topic for new coaches and advanced coaches, and I think that's a great one. Let's put that in the hopper for next time. For right now,
okay.
What I'd refer you to is I did a blog for CTA, and professional fees is in the title. It's the 9 or 10 most common mistakes coaches make about fees, and it's at the Coach Training Alliance site, and I think the far right tab is blogs, and it's archived, and
okay.
It has professional fees in the title. If you have any trouble finding it, let me know, and I'll look for it in my files and send you a copy. But it sounds like that we may be ready for a new discussion of that, and I'm interested in you very openly discussed what your fee structure is, and I think that we can do that and benefit from that. We talked a little bit about it last mentor group about making a recommendation and incorporating the components of story in that, but let's talk about fees specifically next time. I think that's a great topic. So thanks for mentioning that.
Thanks, Dave.
And be ready with any questions or stories about that, because I think it's really useful. And I agree with you. Most coaches don't charge what they're worth, and I believe that unless we charge a full fee, that a client will not get a full benefit. And there are some studies on that. So I do want to come back to that. One thing I want to mention that I'm actually reminded of as a resource and something that I'm familiar with, Launch Moxie, LaunchMoxie, is a service that Chris has started and approached me about converting a teleseminar series into a product, and this teleseminar series that I'm beginning tomorrow evening is the last time I will offer that teleseminar series before converting it into a series of ebooks that are audio, video, and text. Launch Moxie does affiliate kind of programs offering an online course or webinar or some kind of training, usually briefer or a series along a particular subject. And there's a lot of affiliate offerings, and this is a cross-reference of how you can develop your list. When I initially joined, my list went from about 8,500 to ultimately 14,500 through Launch Moxie. Now, the reason that it didn't grow further is I really don't vouch for people or products or services that I don't know. So I didn't do the blanket kind of thing that they do and didn't allow that. I vouch for one other person over all that time, but I do allow for a product like that, not for something that's exclusive to what your license covers, the intellectual property of New Life Story or New Money Story. That's exclusive to yours, and nobody else sells or represents any of those products or training things. But like this teleseminar series is the one that was not part of that, so they're doing that. So that's something you might want to check out to see for other offerings and see if you might have an offering that might be something that, that Chris at Launch Moxie might be interested in. Feel free to use my name as referral, but just check it out and check out a couple of offerings and see if it says something to you. The way that I was introduced to it is a collaborator of mine, Dr. Mark Waldman, who's done I've mentioned to him Words Can Change Your Brain, and he's done the neuroscience research at Loyola Marymount on the 10-10 rule. And he has done that and done that very successfully and has engaged in it much more than I'm willing to, because I don't just do affiliate pass-throughs for my stuff. I'm a little too persnickety prudish for that. But check it out and see if that might be a benefit to you. So that's what I wanted.
Thanks, Dave.
Now that I was reminded of that. Well, thank you all very much. I'll send out a link of our recording that's available only to you guys as soon as Bill posts it. So thanks very much, and as always, if I can be of any help, let me know. Thanks for all of your energy and input. It's tremendous fun for me to do this. It's great to hear from you, and I'm here. See you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Bye,
Dave. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Dave.